yes, that's the stuff. A little salsa on this wonderful Wine Wednesday.
Almost the halfway mark here in November. It's like, what?
Crazy.
It's about time to start celebrating the wine and not the Wednesday.
Just embrace the liquid. Well said, Miss Beverly McCormick, Lifestyle Concierge. Thank you all for tuning in this wonderful day. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. I'm getting used to a new position here within the studio. Literally, they've changed up my seat, so please bear with me all as I engage my audience on a slightly different perspective here. We're really excited, by the way, to have our guests in the studio today because it's a bunch of people who love dogs. Yes, that is our common bond. We all have it. Of course, my partners in crime, Miss Kitty Wagner of Blue Star, located in downtown Vero, right on 14th. She is off today, but she wants to make sure everyone knows about the newly remodeled interior. And our wonderful event expert, Faye Dominich, is away on business planning yet again. Another amazing event with Chaos. What is that called, Beverly? Her Suncoast Mental Health event that's coming up.
Oh, I know it's Friday.
Tomorrow, right? Or is it Friday?
Oh, it's the 13th.
Ooh, scary. Yeah. Chaos in the Mist. Do either of you know what I'm talking about?
I do. I know I'm going, but I can't remember
the name of it. Well, Walter Cronkite's daughter is going to be there.
Correct.
Talking about how challenging it can be to be in the public eye and mm-hmm. and the mental burden and stresses that can put on a person. So Faye's busy at work planning yet again another successful event. So with that being said, we have Beverly McCormick, one of our main sponsors here of the Vero Insider, to be our co-host today.
And thank you, darling.
She's, of course, busy servicing guests that are coming to Vero and getting all settled in as they plan their wonderful stay over the next several weeks or months, depending on how lucky we are to have them, right?
And Vero's getting very crowded, and we love it.
We love it that way. And, of course, you can point them in the right direction for all sorts of services, right?
Think of all the new puppies in town that are going to have to come to this new event. It's going to be awesome.
I know. It is going to be really awesome. And on that note, I'd like to welcome Jill Jones and Bob Joy. Thank you both for coming.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, great to be here.
Isn't it?
And thanks for the wine.
Well, you're so welcome. It's a tradition here every Wine Wednesday. And we're here to discuss the all-new City Dog Park, as well as the soiree that's going to kick it into high gear, bring it lots of recognition and notoriety, the Bark and Brew that is taking place this Sunday, the 15th. So thank you both for coming, and let's share with our listeners a little bit about the history of the dog park, where it is, and how this concept came to be, since we all know that we have a lot of pet lovers here locally. Right?
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. We were just talking on our second anniversary since we leased about 5 acres of land from the city of Vero Beach.
Happy anniversary.
Congratulations.
Yeah. We'll have some wine and we'll celebrate.
Cheers. Cheers to that. They're going to be regulars on the show. I can just sense it, Haley.
And it's a great partnership with the city of Vero Beach. The dog park over there had been run informally for about 10 years, but it wasn't fenced. There was no organization and no
Very
improvements.
True.
And a few years ago, a group of us got together and talked with the city about formalizing a relationship. They leased the land to us for 10 years. Oh. So we're about a fifth of the way through at this point. And part of the arrangement was that we had to be open to all as a public park. No fees, no memberships, no restrictions other than dawn to dusk and all the standard things of having your dog vaccinated and so forth. And we raised probably $130,000, $140,000 at this point and have fenced both a large dog area and a small dog area. Beverly, for your Shih Tzus, they can play with the
right.
little ones. It's so much fun to watch them tumble around together with the other small dogs. And we've brought in water and power and drinking fountains, and we have regular maintenance. And probably, Jill, about 60 trees at this point. Some have
85,
donated.
Actually.
85 trees now.
Lots of places to mark their territory.
And some shade divine.
Fantastic.
That's right. And we will get, Beverly, in the high season now, we will get 200 to 250 people a day with their dogs. It's amazing.
Wow.
It's just amazing.
That's exceptional. And so, Bob, you are one of the founding directors.
That's true.
And being that you saw the need, was the need mainly because it was so unstructured and that our population is, in fact, growing and there just became some turmoil amongst the animals? Or how was that?
No, I think dog parks are the fastest growing type of public park in the country. I mean, they're just happening all over. Sebastian has built one. Fort Pierce has built one. The Fort Pierce case, it's actually a city-sponsored dog park, and we've seen them all over the country now. The whole idea is that if it's off-leash, it needs to be fenced. And the difficulty we had in the past was that it was off-leash but not fenced. So the dogs would have fun with each other, and then they'd go over to the boat launch and have fun.
I was going
to
say, they go into the little
field
water
that.
There. Yeah.
Right.
My first year when I moved to Vero, I had a large yellow lab. And my first time going into the park, he got right into the water back there, and then he got right into my luxury brand new car, all wet and muddy. Yum. That was great.
And that's when they're most affectionate.
Oh, for sure.
Sounds like a real party there.
Oh, it was. To say that, I brought Classic Car Wash the business that particular venture. But so now at this point, there is a bit of a segregation for the large dogs versus the smaller dogs. I like that idea.
Yeah,
it's probably
I think it's a good notion. Helpful. And we say small dogs, 30 pounds or less, and also quiet and older dogs, the ones that don't want to tumble around or chase around or chase a ball and so forth. And, it's wonderful that we get so many people there. We get a lot of people who come and just sit in the car and watch. Particularly some senior citizens who will have a lunch or something like that and watch. They just like to watch the dogs run. The one thing that we didn't get really right is when we said that we would improve this on behalf of the city is that we didn't really figure out our financial model. Mm. We survive solely on donations, and that's why we're doing the event this week. Jill and Aaron Kennedy have put together the Bow Wow Bark and Brew.
So excited.
Yeah. And, for us, it's a fundraiser, but it's also a celebration of the park and a community event. And again, it's free. It's open to the public, but we hope people will buy beer and we hope that they'll support the park and get interested and discover us.
Okay. And on that note, Bob, let's pass it over to Jill. Jill Jones, she is a board of director for the park, but also a co-chair for this first annual, maybe annual, we'll see.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully, Bark and Brew. So give me an idea of how this concept came to light and what it is that you are hoping of those who come out to participate on Sunday.
Well, we started planning in May. We were trying to come up with a fun idea as a fundraiser, and we just kept coming back to, well, we want it to be about the dogs, but we also need to raise funds. And so we thought that having beer and wine and food vendors and water and soda and many different dog events, that it would be able to raise funds, and yet it's about the dogs. And that's the most important part. And fun, and that the whole community can support it. Come out for a wonderful day. We have a band playing.
Ooh, good. Mm-hmm. Live music always makes a difference.
Yes, it does.
For a festival type of environment.
So the funny story is it started, I'm not much of a drinker, but I was enjoying a craft beer with some friends at Paradolia and Sebastian.
Oh, yes. Love
and
that place.
And halfway through this beer, like I said, I could barely finish one, but halfway through, it just hit me. I'm like, beer, dogs, that's a great combination.
Sunshine.
Let's make an event. And so we started planning.
Now you see why we drink wine on the show. Creativity. Yes.
So we started thinking of all different things that we would like to have that would make it enjoyable. So we have wiener dog racing.
Love
it. We have a fun dog show, 5 different categories. We have costume, best costume, most mysterious heritage, best tail wagging, best vocal performance, and
you have the lure course
best
too.
Best trick. And then we also have the Humane Society is bringing their lure course.
Tell me more.
A lure course is
It's basically a remote controlled device that has like a little, sometimes it's like a little fuzzy thing or it can be a bag, and there's a person that controls the remote control. Each person, one at a time, they'll put their dog in this fenced area, and he and the dogs start chasing this lure that he has going around this large oval course. It is hysterical because the dogs on the outside are trying to get into the inside, and their owners are pulling back and, you know, trying to hold them. It is hysterical. I stood at the one at Bark in the Park for an hour just enjoying it, laughing and watching these dogs. So the Humane Society was wonderful about bringing the lure course.
Great.
And then we have two other events. Of course, this is a little creative thinking again with the beer, but the Wet Dog T-shirt race.
Love it. Oh, that's a fun play on concepts. Okay. Great.
So this is basically you start and you pick out an appropriate size T-shirt for your dog. You race 50 feet down and you wring out, you know, there's a bucket with the T-shirt in it, and you wring out the T-shirt, you place it on your dog, and you race back to the start line.
Oh. So, yeah, that's a little interaction for the owners.
Correct.
Oh, that's fun.
That sounds like fun.
Should be chaotic and interesting.
Right. Oh, I'm so bringing Nemo. Are you taking notes, Beverly?
I am.
I bet you have good costumes for your dogs, don't
you? I got
the
best wag. Oh, I have their superheroes this year for Halloween.
See? She already has some in reserve.
Halloween costumes.
We'll have Beverly's Tink and Ben closet, so if you need we've got all kinds of wear.
And was there another event outside of the wet T-shirt, dog wet
don't
T-shirt?
Don't Eat the Dog race. And that is, now that's the last race, so this should be very interesting at this point in time of the day, because this one, you actually straddle your dog that and is off leash. You hold the collar, and then with your other hand, you have a hot dog. And so you are racing down, luring your dog with this hot dog to the finish line, and the first handler and dog to cross the line with the most hot dog remaining is the winner.
Oh, wow. So tiny dogs would not be to your advantage in that particular race.
You have
neither
to have
Great
whole,
Danes.
You have to have your whole hand when you leave? I mean, you have to be intact.
You should have your hand and the hot dog.
But okay. Right. All right. They go hand in hand. Well, that is fun. Oh, right. I'm bringing Nemo.
And how big is Nemo?
Nemo's a good size. He lets me ride him all the time. Oh, I'm a shoo-in. I'm a shoo-in for this last race.
And it's pretty obvious I'll be on the other side of the park.
That's right.
Well, of course, I'll be there representing both Pac Mail Beachside, the shipping experts, as well as White Glove Moving. We are proud to be one of the big sponsors for the event.
Thank you much.
It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Some of the board of directors are regular clients of ours, and when they call upon us for such an endeavor, it's hard to say no, especially to be part of a first annual anything. That's
right.
Sort of where we fit in well, may I just say. The fact that we have a radio show, too, is just a bonus. It doesn't hurt to get all of our listeners to want to come out and play this Sunday. When do the festivities kick off, Jill?
11:30 a.m., and it goes until 4:30 p.m.
Excellent.
And that is due to the fact that we don't have lights at the park, so we had to keep it during the day.
Right.
And we figured it would be a nice event on a Sunday. The weather's supposed to be spectacular, and we have plenty of parking over at Riverside Gazebo area in addition to a few spots around the park itself. We have hired on parking staff to direct people.
Oh, good.
So everything is extremely well organized. It should flow wonderfully.
And there are food vendors as well.
We
right?
have food vendors. We have Chelsea's, and we have Chives. We have Kettle Corn coming, Rita's Ice Cream. Mm. We have water, soda, wine, beer. A Rotary Club will be making pretzel necklaces to sell. And
oh, fun.
So and we have plenty of vendors that will be displaying.
And who's some examples of some of the vendors that will be coming?
We have Florida Vet League. We have, of course, Pac-Mail.
Shout out.
Which, what was that? I didn't hear that. Was that
Pac-Mail?
31 days left for your shipping holiday needs. Can you believe it? Countdown. No. Countdown.
Countdown.
It's six Fridays till Christmas, folks. Wow. Did you know that?
Then why
about
is it 85
was
degrees?
Was that supposed to raise
our
spirits?
That's how we do it in Florida. Yeah. It's lovely. Just think of all the shopping ideas that you can have this Sunday at Bark and Brew. That's going to be fun, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, we do have some vendors coming that are selling merchandise, you know, that you can purchase.
Yeah, don't want to forget about your pets during the holidays. They love getting their stockings filled, even if they sniff them out ahead of time. It's like, I know what's in there. I know what's in there. Bet you do. Love that. Well, this is really, really fun. Out of curiosity, how many people make up your board?
We have five on the board, and we've actually just elected two more that will start in January. So we're starting a rotation of new folks in, and some of the original ones have retired at this point. So we're constantly looking for new talent. And we've got a lot of people who also help as what we call ambassadors that walk around and help people understand how to use the park and how
That's
to be
good.
Safe and how to you know, respect the laws that the city has at the same time, particularly keeping dogs on a leash outside the park as
right.
they're off leash inside the park, and just helping people have a better time there.
Well, that certainly makes a lot of sense, Bob, that people need to understand how it's used and the fact that it's there to be used. That's good stuff all the way around. Is there a website or a Facebook page that people can go to check out the projected times of some of the races and the different fun activities?
Right, and even registration forms.
And registration,
that's
a good
site.
Thing.
It is. It is VeroBeachDogPark.org.
Well, that's simple.
Mm-hmm.
VeroBeachDogPark.org. That's good stuff right mm-hmm. there. Beverly, will I be seeing you there?
You will be seeing me there, and I'm going to get some information from them, and I'll put this up on Lifestyles. You know,
oh, excellent.
I'm going to like a call to action, calling all dogs.
Right.
and on that note, Beverly, I just see a really good fit, especially with a lot of our winter guests that get ready to come down, where they want to know some of the in places for their pets. They want to know good resources. I mean, you provide that and so much more, right? Can you just tell our listeners a little bit more from your perspective of what you're bringing to the table come this holiday season?
Oh, gosh, we got so much going on. I don't know which is more fun, planning all the parties and events between November and December, or just having a good old-fashioned football party.
Because right?
Both of my teams are still undefeated, so every weekend
the party. My little bragger.
Obviously not Miami.
No, that would be Clemson University and the Carolina Panthers. Oh, yes. Thank you very much. So the party keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger every weekend, so more food, more wine, more beer.
Right, just a good time.
Or more celebration, but yeah, it's, you know, people are unloading cars off A1A because they're all arriving back in town,
yep,
but I can
sure.
tell you for every car you see, I bet there's three dogs.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the sidewalks are just booming with puppies and just cute, adorable things. And I probably got at least half a dozen in my neighborhood that I'll make sure they're all coming.
And another interesting thing, because of our location on the river, we have boaters that will purposely stop at the city marina.
I can come by boat.
And bring their dinghy, arrive by dinghy with their dogs into the basin and come to the park.
Oh,
and
brilliant.
Just love it.
It really does service both. Because we do have a lot of house boaters that mm-hmm. come and stay in Vero for an extended period of time. And you're right, a lot of them are pet
and
owners.
Mm-hmm. Some of them have said they come year after year just because of that. They have a place
the
they can exercise
that's awesome.
The dog.
Oh, look at that. Filling a need.
Mm-hmm.
That's what. So Vero. Dog Vero Beach.
Oh, it's
dog.
VeroBeachDogPark.org.
VeroBeachDogPark.org.
And you can go on there, and we have registration forms for the Wiener Dog Race and the Dog Talent Show, or you can register the day of. Just arrive early.
Arrive early.
Registration.
11:30, mm-hmm. the festivities kick off this
Correct.
Sunday.
Do you find that you have at the park more big dogs or little dogs?
It's pretty split. It's pretty even.
Mm-hmm. You know, the little dogs don't take up as much room, so mm-hmm. it's hard to tell.
Is there a disciplinary
nope.
guidelines that you have to follow?
Guess not.
I'm like, so you don't have, you know, dogs who...
The dogs are fine. The owners
the
need
owners
a little policing.
Yeah, I can understand the owners. They should be locked
they
up.
They get a little snarly
but,
sometimes.
So the dogs, you release them all and they all get along and just...
You know, when they're off leash... They sort themselves out very quickly.
Right. I bet.
That there's something called leash aggression. Mm-hmm. When if you're walking down the street and you've got your dog on a leash and they're tugging at it and so forth, but you take them off the leash and they go, I don't care.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's true.
I'll listen. I'm going to play. I'll see you in a minute. And are doggy bags provided on site at the park?
Yes.
Oh, that's handy.
Complimentary.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
That is nice. So Beverly, how have you done thus far with setting up for holidays, right? You're going to do holiday decor for
guests?
We're
going to do holiday everything. You know, that's probably one of the biggest things that people don't like to do every year is begrudgingly drag all that stuff out, you know, and try to. What I like to do, though, I like to replace last year's with something fresh and new ideas. You know,
it's
like,
nice to
you
infuse
gotta
change it
up every couple of years. You know, you get to get a different little theme going. And when you're in Florida, I'm kind of feeling nautical this year.
Yes, I noticed a few of your posts. They all look very good. Will the dog park be decorated for the holidays? Is that something that the city takes on, or is that something that you all do internally?
No. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, is this a connection?
I wonder if we could find somebody who can help us. Yeah.
I can see some decorations with doggy things on them all over this park.
That's right, our sweet Beverly at your disposal. So let's give a quick shout out to some of the sponsors that make this show possible each and every week. Blue Star, I tell you what, when you go in and you see all the new decor, you're going to be equally as impressed with the
great
new
spot.
Menu. Oh,
great
it
spot.
Is. I'm glad you
I
got
love
Bob.
It. Oh, yeah.
She does boutique
wines. We loved
wines,
it over on the island, and we love it where they are now.
Well, now she has the full kitchen, so she can really get back to her culinary roots.
Oh, that's fabulous.
So lamb shakes, fresh sea scallops, local fish, hand-cut steaks. I mean, it's... And the most savory soups you've ever experienced.
And wine.
And if you're thinking about booking a holiday party, I highly recommend it. I know Pac-Mail is going this weekend. We're celebrating our holiday party before our shipping season goes crazy. We're going to be celebrating as a big group. And in fact, we turned 26 this month there at Pac-Mail.
Wow.
So I would have said you were 30. I don't know.
We've been there long enough. It seems like it, right there at the foot of the bridge. But we do provide free pickups throughout all of Indian River County. So think of us for all your holiday shipping needs. In addition, White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery, providing free estimates and helping all of those big, small, medium-sized moves, whether it's a residential relocation, a senior downsize, office move, White Glove is here for you. Florals by Faye, I tell you what, she helps out a lot of the nonprofits, so she can help head up festivals, corporate parties, weddings, baby showers, you name it.
Absolutely.
She's been hard at work lately, so think of her for all of your upcoming events, Florals by Faye, and not just for the event and the programming, but even just for the floral component of it. She delivers. Right. P.S.
She's busy, but she's not suffering. She's in Nassau. So.
I know. Oh, how she suffers in the Caribbean.
Oh, she's
so
suffering.
Crazy. In addition, Sandridge. Sandridge is the premier public golf course. They are offering school after school programs for kids 7 and over. They have programs for ladies, for men, beginners, seasoned. But 7 a.m. starts your tee time. There's even an app for that. And there's a couple of scrambles coming up. So if you visit theveroinsider.com, you can live link to all of our sponsors. It'll take them to the website. And make sure you show a little sponsor love. Foxy Nails, Hair Studio Vero. Lots in store. Don't go anywhere.